Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Kylan Ginger. Kylan, are you ready to do this?
I am ready, George. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Kylan is the president of Acquira. They're an investment fund and accelerator for acquisition entrepreneurs. Kylan, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely, man. Well, I just finished kind of explaining where I'm standing right now. It's in a home we just bought in Montana that we're remodeling. We bought this, and this is kind of on the personal side. We bought this because we just bought a plumbing company actually here in Missoula a few months back, and so that's been a new adventure. We're based out of Washington State and still have a place over there. Acquira is based out of Washington as well, and what I do, you know, professionally is help people buy businesses. So you've heard of house flipping, you've heard of people buying real estate and you know, fixing it up and then holding it, renting it out for the cash flow. We essentially do the same thing, but for businesses. A little bit more complex, but there's definitely tons of opportunity out there, and I'm excited to talk to folks about that.
Nice. So this is what you went to school for?
I'm a proud dropout, man. all the way. Did go to school at all, but yeah, school life, I guess you could say. Every business is different. Jumping into these things, you certainly learn a lot about people, a lot about numbers. You got to kind of grow and be strong in both areas, for sure.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that, and obviously.
It goes towards my tip that I'll share, that difference-making tip towards the end.
Perfect. So I think that there are probably entrepreneurship courses and you can go to business school, obviously, but how did you get into this?
No, that's a good question. I've always started businesses. In 2012, I got out of the Navy and started a residential commercial painting company with a really good friend of mine. We grew fairly quickly and we're working in six different states and, you know, had a bunch of employees and kind of went through the school of hard knocks, making some pretty big mistakes there too, that we had to recover from. Built two other businesses in the process of that, two brick and mortar retail locations in Washington State. And we got our wives involved, but we started these businesses from the ground up, from scratch, you know, proving the market, generating business, knocking on doors, talking to customers. It's a lot of hard work. In around 2017, I got a hold of some of the guys at Acquira. They were with a different company that was buying up online websites, online businesses, blogs, e-commerce, that sort of thing, SaaS companies. And that's when I got introduced to the world of business buying, and that eventually morphed into what is Acquira today, where we help people buy businesses. But once I got introduced to that, I knew I wasn't going to go back to starting businesses anymore. Buying a business is sort of like, it's like a legal way of cheating the system, you know, cutting in line. Basically, you can skip all these years of blood, sweat, and tears, building something from scratch, proving it from nothing, and step right into a business with an existing customer base, cash flow. So that's how I got into it, and that's why I probably won't ever start a business again. I'll probably just keep buying them from now on.
Nice. It's super interesting. It's a certain person who is entrepreneurial, kind of by nature. Perhaps that's a good question. Are there just entrepreneurs, or can anybody sort of step in and do this?
So, you know, I don't think. It is my personal belief, you know, being an entrepreneur or entrepreneurialism, however you want to put it, is something that can be learned. We certainly work with a lot of folks that I think wouldn't consider themselves to be entrepreneurs. Actually, the main kind of profile person we're working with is somebody who's kind of in their mid-30s to maybe mid-50s and spent a lot of time in kind of the corporate world. And probably has some experience, you know, managing people, maybe a P&L, has done well for themselves, you know, in that world, And now they are looking to do something that gives them a little bit more freedom, because, obviously, I think owning your own business is what comes to mind when people think of kind of ultimate freedom in life. These people, I think, are also looking for an adventure, meaning it's going to be tough. You're going to make lots of mistakes. You'll wake up some days feeling, "What? Why the heck am I doing? Am I doing this?"
Yeah.
But the right kind of person will grow and thrive with that. So it's no, I like I'd say even if you don't consider yourself entrepreneurial, this is something you can do. We could dig into a little bit more if you want to some of the kind of hard and soft skills that I'd recommend people have prior that I think would be helpful, or you'll just find yourself it's a bad fit or you're overwhelmed,
Yeah, that's I think digging into that, really sort of making the case for why do this versus starting your own thing, right? And who is suited for that. So I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean the skills about buying a business, like if we start with hard skills, right? It's a couple things I've already mentioned. It's great to have some sort of business or financial experience under your belt. If you manage people, if you've had a kind of a side gig you've done, a side hustle, managed a P&L or experience in sales, that's very helpful as far as hard skills go. Developing business systems that other people follow. As far as soft skills go, honestly, I'd say high EQ, basically high emotional intelligence is going to get you a long ways. Because at the end of the day, with these small businesses, it's all about people, and even the transaction. Finding the deal, getting it financed, talking to the business owner or the seller. It's all about people and relationships. When it really comes down to it, I think about that in business in general, really just comes down to people. And there's a lot of kind of nuanced people stuff that you have to deal with all the time. And so you need to be, have that kind of high emotional intelligence. It can go a long way. So, the types of businesses that we're typically talking about here are businesses doing, one to 10 million in revenue, 200,000 to a million in EBITDA or net profit or seller discretionary earnings, and 7 to 50 employees, basically. So these are really true small businesses, the backbone of America, businesses that have been built up by people that started them from scratch decades ago, blood, sweat, and tears. These are their babies, and they're a lot of these sellers that are retiring. And they're looking to pass that asset on to somebody else, or it dies, and people lose their jobs, and we lose a great small business in this great country. So that's kind of profile you're dealing with, and so those hard and soft skills go a long ways for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure I'd love just to hear a little bit about how you approached, how did you identify the plumbing company that you've just acquired? And it's all, I mean, it's all EQ, right? You're coming in like, hey, it's me, Kylan. I'm now the boss, and here's how things are going to be now.
That was that's always a fun conversation when you're the new guy stepping into a business where your newest employee there who have worked there for 10 years and they've been doing things a certain way. The business is severely under-optimized, needs to grow. You need to come in and make changes. That is a very it's a it can be a delicate situation. So navigating that can be complex. At the end of the day, just don't be an a-hole. It's pretty simple at the end of the day. But you'd be surprised. Some people, they come in, they want to make all these massive changes. They don't care about what people have been doing. That speech, whenever we step into a new business, it always includes, and it's true, no, nobody here is going to take steps backwards. We're coming in to actually improve everybody's quality of life. A lot of these businesses, people don't have like benefits, right? And we come in and we can give them benefits. A lot of these businesses, there's no clear roles or responsibilities. Everybody kind of just does whatever because they're good at it or they want to do it. And so coming in and bringing in better systems or ERP, it makes everybody's job easier, streamlined. At the end of the day, you're building up, you're building this business and taking it to the next level. So as far as like the process, we could talk on this for a long time, but high level, our process and what we'd help you do at Acquira is, first there's sourcing, right? You start working with us. We need to find a business. This
Right.
includes identifying who are you, what are your strengths, what kind of business are you looking for, what's that investment thesis, and where are you looking for this business? So let's define, basically, it's kind of like setting goals with what you want to buy and where you want to buy it, and that's sort of your filter when you go on your search. When you search, you can go through there's brokers, or you can do off market deals where you're directly connecting with business owners out there, and we can help you do both. Once you find a business, you have a whole diligence process, right? How do you make sure if you're spending, I mean, most often the size of business we're buying, people are putting down, six figures cash. It's a decent amount, and you're getting could be a seven-figure loan, debt to buy this business. So how do you make sure you're not stepping into something that's gonna come back to bite you later? How do you buy a business that's gonna be stable and healthy and profitable? There's a lot to dig into there. So there's a whole diligence process that we help people go through. After that, it's how do you get the thing financed? How do you actually pay for the thing? And then there's the legal aspect. Once you then get it closed, now, and that's right there, what I just went through, that could be a 6 to 9 month process.
Yeah.
The search to actually getting the thing closed. Once it's closed, like I often say, anybody can buy a business. It's once you have the business, now what do you do with it? That's where the rubber really meets the road. So you have to optimize and grow it. But what's the step by step there? What do you do the first day, first week, first month, first year? What's that roadmap look like? And that's where we can help as well.
Yeah, so many potential pitfalls at every stage there. You don't want to make a bad decision about targeting and how do you even approach the business. So every single aspect of it. And from what I understand, you can get somebody all the way to the closing table, and then they get cold feet, and the deal
Oh
doesn't go
yeah.
through. And
Happens all the time.
so just from every step of the process, how? I don't know if it's knowable or not, but are most businesses bought through a broker of some kind, or is this a big industry?
Business brokering.
Or just and what Acquira does?
It's growing. So we call the people that work with us, we call acquisition entrepreneurs, right? You have startup entrepreneurs, that everybody's familiar with. These are acquisition entrepreneurs. A really good book to read that will, I think, firmly give you a firm base of knowledge on the subject would be, it's not our book, but it's a good friend of ours, Buy Then Build. The book is Buy Then Build by Walker Dybel. Or you can get on Acquira and read any number of, we put out blog posts and articles every single week. There's plenty of stuff on YouTube and stuff that you can find. But the space is definitely growing. I think more and more people are understanding this idea of buying businesses instead of starting them. So we're seeing it become a larger space. And partly why that is because we have this mass, and you could just Google this and see there's a massive wave of baby boomers reaching retirement
Right.
age. So much so that over the next decade, it's something like it's $1 trillion or so. It's a very large figure worth of small business assets are needing to switch hands from people that are retiring to somebody else. And these small businesses, they are the backbone of America. The backbone of our economy, responsible for millions of jobs, and if these businesses aren't passed on, they die. Like these people want to retire and spend time with their grandkids, or a lot of times they're burnt out. They don't know how to take it to the next stage. They own their own business, but they're in a full-time job and don't know how to kind of systematize and grow the business. So that causes a lot of supply and opportunity in businesses coming online now. Bizbuysell.com is like most people are familiar with Zillow for real estate. Bizbuysell.com is the Zillow for businesses for sale. And you can go on there and just find hundreds of thousands of businesses for sale in every state. And yeah, most of them are through business brokers. You know, a business broker, it's not like real estate where you can just get in touch with the business broker and pretty much only work with them to buy a business. Not all brokers are created equal, and these are much more complex assets you're buying. You really do need to know what you're looking for, how to identify it, and once you've identified it, how to do proper diligence on it. Dig into the numbers, dig into the people, dig into the culture to make sure, again, you're buying something solid, and then how to finance it at the end of the day. We're talking, most of these businesses go for seven figures, so most people don't have couple million dollars sitting in their bank account. You need to finance that with debt, and there's a whole structure there that people need to be aware of. So again, that's what we do. That's what we
help people with. I appreciate that, and certainly think people who are listening have probably gone through the process of just buying a home, and they understand that there are a lot of moving parts to that. And so you add on the complexity of everything you've been talking about and all the different parties to it and the emotions and the other human beings and everything else. It is an absolute lot. For people who are listening, they say, let's just go through sort of a scenario that I was part of a startup company and I made a bunch of money because I'm a software engineer or something like that, stock options.
They're
and
really common.
Right.
You talk to a lot of those people.
For sure, right? So what should they start doing just to kind of to proactively get ready to engage with a firm like yours?
I would go to, honestly, I would just do some quick Googling. I'd just start learning where you can. There's a bunch of stuff out there. A lot of people surprisingly haven't heard about acquisition entrepreneurship, but you start Googling, you're going to find a lot of good stuff. Harvard's put some good stuff out, articles and books. Again, there's this Buy Then Build book by Walker Dybul. There's a couple others as well. Acquira.com, our website again, is a great place to start as well. There's a lot of good articles on there. But there's other resources out there too. Some Googling around, I think, will give you a lot of good information to set sort of a rudimentary base of knowledge on business acquisitions. But then beyond that, now if you actually want to get serious about it, start, you can have a couple of chats with our team. It's really easy to get started, with our process. We have a kind of a no risk, kind of program that people go through to find out if business buying is the right decision for them. And also to find out if we're a good fit. It's called the gauntlet, and we call it the gauntlet because when we actually do work with somebody to buy a business, again, by now you should know it's a long and a complex process, and involves a lot of work. We want to make sure that at the end of the day, we're working with the right person, and we're working with somebody that actually has what it takes to buy a business. So the gauntlet is its purpose. Is this right for you? Are you right for us? If not, you're not losing any money or anything. Again, it's no risk. You walk away just having learned a bunch. And if so, you can move forward into our acceleration program and beyond.
I love it. Making a good selection decision up front just it is so wise, and that's a good selection decision by the buyer and by you, just to make sure that it's going to be a good fit and that this is going to be a successful thing, so nobody wastes their time and their money. So appreciate that.
Well, and nobody's familiar with business buying. A lot of people just don't have anything to compare it to. So we're like, hey, we need to create something here that people go through. So by the time they're done, it's either a hell yes or a hell no.
Love it.
That is the gauntlet.
Well, Kylan, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Learn how to learn. It's by far the best and highest leverage skill that I have. Again, I'm a dropout. I buy businesses for a living, it can be very complex, and there's a lot that goes with it. And you're not going to learn that in a controlled environment. You can't take courses or classes on it. So the entire reason why I've been able to do what I'm doing and am successful at it is I've just developed that habit of learning. there's a natural curiosity you have to pursue, but learning how to learn is very important. So I would recommend, there's a gal out there who's kind of a pioneer here named Barbara Oakley. If you Google learn how to learn YouTube, Barbara Oakley, she's got a great TED talk on there. And then if you like that, she's got a great course on, I believe it's Coursera. Again, it's called Learning How to Learn. And, I had a podcast for a long time called Successful Dropout. All I did was interview other people that dropped out of school and were kind of doing cool stuff. And one of their core concepts was this idea of just in case learning versus just in time learning. And, you know, in school, in life, a lot of people, they focus on just in case learning. They learn a bunch of stuff that they're not really applying anywhere. It's just because that somebody told them to, or they think they need to, you know, focus on this idea of just in case learning. It's okay to take steps towards something when you don't see the full path in front of you, when you don't necessarily know what's going on. I'm remodeling a house right now. A lot of the stuff where I've flipped houses before, but I've usually hired a lot of stuff out. I laid a bunch of carpet the other day. I've never laid carpet before, but I spent an hour just watching 10 different YouTube videos of experts doing it. And between all those 10, I picked up all those best practices. I went and got the tools. I took my time with the first one, and then the rest I just cruised, and it looks pretty damn good. But that is a great example of just in time learning. And this idea of if you can get very, very good at learning how to learn and learning and applying well, you're literally superhuman. Again, it's the highest leverage activity I think you can have. That and probably learning how to attract and get the right people to work with you or for you. Probably two of the highest leverage skills you can ever focus on in life. So that would be maybe my difference making tip, man.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. We might have to pan the camera down and check out that work there, Kylan, just to make sure that the carpet – I'm just kidding, man. That's awesome.
Well, Kylan, I'm on the uncarpeted part of the house. But
thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they engage with Aquira?
Yeah, please. Would love to chat, and my team would love to chat with you. You can go to aquira.com if you want to just learn about business buying and engage with us. That's aquira.com. Or you can reach out directly to me. My name is Kylan Ginger. My email is kylanginger@gmail.com. That's KYLONGIENGER. kylanginger@gmail.com. Or you can go to kylanginger.com, and there's links to my LinkedIn and Aquira and a bunch of other stuff there as well. So would love to chat and connect.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kylan your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Aquira.com. That's AQUIRA.com. Shoot Kylan an email, KylanGinger@gmail, and go to KylanGinger.com as well. Thanks again, Kylan.
Awesome. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.